Hey everyone. If you're a perfusionist and you thought it was already pretty easy to stay updated in our field, well, I have some news for you. You're going to love this.
It really is amazing how the International Perfusion Association, the IPA, you know, they always seem to find new ways to connect and support perfusionists everywhere.
I know, right? It's impressive. And this time, they've really outdone themselves.
They have. They're launching a brand new podcast. It's called, and this is pretty clever, Perfusion, and you can find it on Spotify.
So simple. So perfect. And for perfusionists, this is a game changer. I mean, we already have the IPA articles, which are fantastic.
Oh, for sure. But now with a podcast, I mean, that just takes things to a whole new level. It opens up so many possibilities.
Exactly. Just imagine, now you can really dig into these topics while you're on the go, you know, maybe during your commute, or even while you're, I don't know, maybe even scrubbing in.
Right. Or like, dare I say it, when you're actually having a little downtime, it's crazy to think about.
I know, right? And it's not just like rehashing the articles. They're bringing in experts to talk about each topic in detail. You get those real world insights and different perspectives that you just wouldn't get from reading an article.
It's true. And they're covering such a wide range of topics too. You know, everything from all the newest perfusion technology, like the new heart-lung machines and ECMO devices.
Oh, yeah. And we can't forget about the ever-changing world of education and training.
Oh, absolutely. Speaking of ECMO, there was actually a recent IPA article all about the increase in ECMO use because of lung complications. I bet the podcast will really delve into that.
That would be so interesting. And maybe they'll even get into the latest portable ECMO machines and how they're changing emergency response.
Oh, for sure. And it's not just about the technology either, right? I mean, they're also going to be talking about global perfusion practices and ethical challenges.
Absolutely. You know, those really complex scenarios we all run into in the OR.
Right, exactly. Like, remember that article about the transition from sequential to parallel recovery when you're doing perioperative mechanical circulatory support? I mean, that one really got me thinking.
Yeah, it was a fascinating read.
If they talk about that on the podcast, I would love to hear how more experienced perfusionists are actually putting that shift into practice to, you know, help reduce complications.
Yeah, especially for those really high-risk patients. It's crucial.
Absolutely. And you know what's really cool? They really want listeners to participate.
I know. They're encouraging everyone to send in their questions, their suggestions for topics, and just general feedback.
It's a real community platform, you know? They don't want to just talk at you. They want to have a back and forth. It's our chance to help shape what the podcast becomes and make sure it really meets the needs of perfusionists everywhere.
I love that. This is way more than just a podcast. It's like a movement. It's about connecting perfusionists all over the world, encouraging collaboration, and just pushing the boundaries of what's possible in our field.
It really is. This is a huge opportunity for every single one of us. It doesn't matter where you practice or how much experience you have.
Exactly. And that's what makes it so exciting. We're all in this together.
You know, it's kind of wild when you think about it, how much our field has changed even just in the last few years.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, let's be real. Sometimes reading those long, complicated research articles after a crazy day in the OR.
Yeah.
Not exactly a walk in the park.
I hear you. It can be a lot. But you know what this podcast reminds me of? It's like when you grab coffee with a colleague and you just pick their brain about a tricky case or a cool new technique.
Oh, I love that analogy.
Right. Except in this case, your colleague is like a world-renowned perfusion expert. It's pretty awesome.
It really is. And that makes me wonder, you know, who are they going to have as guests on the show? Do you think it'll be mostly the big names in perfusion research? Or will they have practitioners with different backgrounds and experiences?
Well, knowing the IPA and how much they value diversity and inclusion, I'm betting we'll see a really great mix of voices. Hearing from perfusionists who work in different settings and face different challenges, that's what's going to make this podcast so valuable.
You're right. Imagine the mentorship opportunities, too. Newer perfusionists could learn so much from hearing those who've been in the field for years share their stories and their knowledge. Be like having a mentor right there in your pocket.
Exactly. And it's not just about the technical side of things either. I really hope they dive into the human side too. You know, like, how do you handle the emotional stress that comes with this job? How do you build strong relationships with the surgical team? Things like that.
Oh, that's so important. I remember that case we had a few months ago, the pediatric patient. It was tough, technically speaking, but honestly, it was the emotional weight that really got to me.
It's hard not to let it, right?
Hearing how other perfusionists handle those really tough situations, that would be invaluable.
It all comes back to what the IPA is all about, right? Connecting and supporting perfusionists. This podcast, it's like a perfect example of that mission. It's about building a global community where we can learn from each other, support each other, and ultimately give our patients the best possible care.
And realizing that no matter where in the world we are, we're all in this together. It's powerful.
It really is. And speaking of global perspectives, one of the things I'm most excited about is how this podcast can really democratize knowledge. I mean, not everyone can travel to conferences or has access to all the latest journals, but a podcast that removes those barriers and makes the latest information available to anyone who has an internet connection.
You're so right. It levels the playing field and gives perfusionists everywhere the power to stay at the forefront of their profession. That's a game changer.
And who knows, right? Maybe this podcast will even spark new research collaborations or lead to some totally innovative solutions. Ultimately, it could lead to better outcomes for our patients. It's exciting to think about.
I'm completely on board. This podcast is going to be huge. But before we move on, I have one last question. What kind of impact do you think this podcast could have on the profession as a whole? Long term, I mean.
That's a great question. You know, I think it has the potential to really raise the profile of perfusion on a global scale.
I agree. Most people outside of healthcare, they probably don't even know what a perfusionist does.
Exactly. And they definitely don't understand how complex our work is or how crucial we are to surgery.
You're right. This podcast, it could really be a powerful tool to raise awareness and advocate for our profession.
Absolutely. By sharing what we know and the expertise we have with a wider audience, we can educate the public and maybe even attract more talented people to the field.
And not just attract them, but really inspire them. We can show them how dynamic, challenging, and rewarding a career in perfusion can be.
It's about building the future of perfusion, you know. Who knows, maybe this podcast will even spark those collaborations and innovations that we haven't even dreamed of yet.
To all the perfusionists listening out there, you need to be a part of this. Subscribe to the Perfusion channel on Spotify. Turn on those notifications so you don't miss an episode. And remember, this isn't just about staying informed. It's about joining a movement that's going to shape the future of perfusion.
The future of perfusion is being written right now, and you have a chance to be a part of that story. Don't miss out.
We've talked a lot about how great this is going to be for perfusionists, you know, individually. But what about the bigger picture? Like, how could this podcast actually change how perfusionists learn and share knowledge around the world?
That's the real question, right? I mean, this isn't just another way to learn. It could completely change the game.
We've talked about the convenience, how we get to hear from experts, the global reach. This could really break down those barriers that we have with traditional ways of learning.
Think about it. You could be at a tiny hospital, like way out in the middle of nowhere, but with this podcast, boom, you're instantly connected to this massive network of perfusionists all over the world sharing their stories and their knowledge.
It's like having this like 24/7 perfusion conference right there in your pocket. You can tap into all that knowledge whenever you need it, wherever you are. It's pretty amazing.
And it's not just about listening, right? The IPA wants us to interact, to have discussions, even debate. This could be a real breeding ground for new ideas.
I can already picture perfusionists from all over working together on research projects or maybe helping each other figure out those really tough cases, all thanks to this podcast community.
It's pretty mind-blowing when you think about what could happen. What if this leads to, I don't know, brand new perfusion techniques or even totally new technologies? It could have that kind of impact.
So to all our perfusionist colleagues out there, get ready for a whole new way to learn and connect. Go subscribe to Perfusion on Spotify. Make sure you hit that notification bell so you don't miss anything. And get ready to dive in.
And don't just listen. Participate. Share your thoughts, your questions, your experiences. This is your platform, your community. Let's make the most of it.
The future of perfusion is in our hands. And honestly, it's looking pretty bright. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Keep those pumps primed and those minds engaged. We'll see you next time.